to discuss, review and discuss the past, present, future budget needs and concerns for the following Orange County departments. First will be Justice of the Peace Precinct 3. Second, Justice of the Peace Precinct 2. The Parks Department, Management Information Systems, MIS, and then AgriLife Extension Services. So if Justice of the Peace Precinct 3, you're up.
We are good. How about you?
Okay. What I have is, I think you have a copy of my budget, what I've asked for. And in there, I'm just going to hit the save. There's, I've requested a save. Okay, I think it's like $350 total. That building really should have been built and with a safe in it when it was built. So it needs a little safe. There are times that we can't get to the bank. There are times when we have emergencies. There are times when the bank's closed. And we need something because we are locking it in a desk. And if there's a fire, there's something, that's gone. So I think that's pretty basic that it needs a little safe.
How much is it?
The total amount's like $350. And it's one that you can bolt it into the ground, which I don't know how they're going to do that now. But you're not going to be able to just pick it up and walk out with it if you're trying to rob the place unless you have a dolly.
Have y'all ever been robbed?
No, but we are out there. And let me tell you this.
We don't want to test fate.
When you go to push the button, that's just to alert people that something's going on there. It doesn't alert any facility when the fire alarm goes off. No, I'm letting you know because it's happened. So that, I think some of it's been taken care of. And so, but we do have that needs, we need that safe.
Okay.
Also down the list of the other things that I'm asking for, back in about 2000, 2001 is when the third clerk got added to the JP court. Okay. I'm not here asking for a fourth clerk. Okay. But what I am asking for is 5 extra hours of overtime a week, not per clerk, just for my office. So about 20 hours of overtime a month. And let me tell you why. The last clerk was added in 2001. Okay. Since that time, many things have been added to the JP office. A few things just offhand since I've been there. Right before I got there, occupational driver's license, JP started doing. They used to just be at the county clerk and the district clerk level. So we've gotten a lot of those. It's a cheaper filing fee, so really, and it goes faster than going through the county clerk or the district. I don't know how many they get there, but we get an awful lot because of the surcharge.
So let me ask you a question real quick, just sort of the number. What rate are we doing overtime on? What's
your hourly rate that you're wanting to use?
Whichever clerk is doing it. Because all my clerks make different amounts, so it'd have to be overtime at whatever clerk is doing it.
So what are they?
Yeah, there's no way to estimate that. We'd have to know.
I mean, you have to do the maximum highest, and that would be the highest that it would be my clerk Alita.
Okay. Is she, do we know? Can you be there? Any 24? So we're talking about $11.07 an hour extra. Okay. That's one of the numbers.
But each one of them would be their salary.
Each one would be their salary, but they would just kind of rotate whoever. I would make it even. So it would be at their rate.
Yes, it would be $33 an hour at an additional 20 hours.
Yes.
What is that?
It would be the number.
Well, $11.07, because it's just overtime. You're already paying that other rate.
So not when they go to
overtime. Not when they go to overtime.
Not when they go to overtime, they're working more than 40.
Yeah.
So
33 times the 20.
Mm-hmm.
33, 21, 600.
260 hours.
Mm-hmm. And since that time, in 2007, the jurisdictional limit doubled in the JP court from 5,000 to 10,000. We are getting another jurisdictional increase, another double from 10,000 to 20,000. That will go into effect in September 1st, 2020. Okay. But right now, there's a lot that we already have that we're behind
on. Mr. Trahan,
you
got that number?
I'm sorry. 11,959.
Sorry, I didn't mean it.
No, that's okay.
I want to make sure I write that number down.
Yeah. So many things have increased in there as far as the job duties. The occupational driver's license, there has been writ of reentry. The magistrations, when we go to the jail, we have to do a lot more, which means when we come back, our clerks have to do even more. The bond conditions, which that's kind of been there. It's just we have a better procedure for now tracking those bond conditions, and it makes better for the community, but it makes more work on the clerks. So I think it's worth it. Also, the jurisdictional limit, so we'll get more debt claims beginning next year, more small claims beginning next year because of that 10 to 20 increase right there. Now, I don't expect double the limit just because it's double in jurisdiction amount, double the limit of cases at all. I think we have about 80% to 90% of the debt claim cases kind of anyway. So you're talking about adding another probably 15 to 20%, if that are under the 20,000, because you'll have concurrent jurisdiction with another court, but I don't know if they file over there that much. But I'll tell you where we have those going pretty well, but you have that together with a lot of the criminal cases that we do get, okay? And right now, if you look at every criminal case that is sitting in my court, and I have this for y'all to look at.
John,
anybody?
Correction, that's 86-34-60.
Oh, okay.
86-34-60.
Yeah,
86-34-60. A year. That's
for 260
hours at overtime rate at
33.21.
I'll take your word for it,
because
I don't do public
math. I don't do public
math. You get your breath rather quickly.
Okay, so what I have handed to you and in front of each of you that I've given, these are the pending criminal cases that are in my court right now. Now, the first page is from 2017 to current. The amount due to us is $507,000, okay? That's just for the past about two and a half years. You go to the next page, I've brought that back to 2015 to current. You have about $699,000 that's sitting there. And I do have a point to all this. The next page is just kind of want to show you the accumulation of the cases, okay? So the next page is from 2010 to 2019, and at that with those cases, you have about $853,000 that's sitting there. From year 2000 to 2019, so the past 19 years, you have $1,081,000. You go back to 1980, you add another $3,000 in there, so that's not real drastic. My point is on this is a lot of where we get our money in these cases is in the first part of the criminal case. Once they get put into warrants, they're going to sit there. And they're going to sit there for a while until someone wants to go arrest people, go find people, but they've moved. And so you have this set of warrants that's just going to sit there. Where we're trying to hit it is when the case is filed, the procedure up until probably about 18 months can be pretty successful in that case. And to explain the procedure of how it works, I have something else for you.
Are you talking about possible revenue you create in here?
To be able to collect it and where the 5 hours of overtime is going to go. Like, I'm trying to explain part of why we need it.
But all these monies you're talking about, does that come straight to the court and into the county?
Some of it is going to be broken down. Okay. A lot of it is because it's fines and court costs.
Okay.
And so you have it, but then you'll have, yes, if it's a fine, it's a fine. Some of these now are Parks and Wildlife. Not a whole bunch. Those get processed pretty fast, and we don't have a lot of pending warrants on those. They stay on top of it. The Parks and Wildlife now, they're an 85-15 split on those. And they'll be, even on deferrals, they will now then be 85-15 as well in the future. Okay? So you can take some of that out, but most of this is fines and court costs that are going. Now, the court costs are all split up between, you have some omni fee, you have some miscellaneous fee, you have some technology fund, that kind of where it's broken down in the bill of costs of how it's all trickled in, okay? But at some point it goes, a lot of it does go into the county, but in different types of funds. Some of it does go directly to the state, okay? But we're still looking with this amount of money that we're looking at. Now, what I've given you this last one is kind of the procedure of what a criminal case is and how it goes. You have this first case. And this is why it's different in our courts, the JP courts, and probably some municipal courts as well, versus a county court at law and a district court, okay? So you get the case, You got to mail a courtesy letter. You send it out. Okay, if they do not appear, by law, we have to send one more letter. We call it in our office a 30-day appearance letter because you have to set the case for within 30 days of that letter. Okay? That gets sent out. Okay? And then after that, that was added in 2017. So that's one more step that they've added to us, which is fine because we've kind of been doing that as well. If they do not appear after that time, then you can do a pre-judgment warrant. Okay? And then if you look at the first picture right here, these are cases where they've had 30-day letters sent out. This is back in December up until now because my clerks to get to them. Okay, so that's money just sitting there, and that's part of the we need to get on this to get this money here. Okay,
I don't understand how it's gotten so far back.
So
because more procedures each year added to a JP court that we have to follow. You keep adding all of that. You're then spread thinner and thinner and thinner. And then you have the jurisdictional limit that's changed now twice, so you have even more cases filed in your court, which are spread thinner and thinner. The population's increased some as far as, like, just people traveling. I don't get it as much, but the other JPs get it with I-10 going through. But these need to be processed and moved.
Please, I'm not being negative. How many days do you have court a week?
Oh, it's not as much about my court, but I have court at 2 o'clock and 10 o'clock, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
10 and 2,
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But that's really not indicative of what I do because that's actually just set. I can have a 2 o'clock on a Thursday, but nothing gets set because no one's...
These are ones you've sent letters to.
These are ones we've sent letters to, and
but
we need to do...
they may not appear.
And they may not appear. And this is the second letter we've sent that we have to do a warrant on.
About how many do you actually see on that Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday?
Usually, and they're not always, those types of cases, usually they come in and they deal with my clerk. Now, they'll come in if they don't like the fine that I've set or
to argue,
come see me, yes. But most of that time is set for evictions. It's set for small claims. Yeah. It's set for other types of dockets. But they will then put those people on those same dockets to hear them. Also, when they come in, I'll see them. So it's not about me processing the case. It's not about them seeing me. It's about them appearing and them taking care of their business. And then once they don't, everything the court has to do in order to follow the process.
One more question. Mm-hmm. You see them from 10 to 2.
No, 10. I go 10 and 2.
10 and so. From 10 o'clock, they probably are through. You're through by 12.
It just depends on
what time are you through?
When it just depends on who set it
to. But you see people at 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock.
Oh, I'll see people at 8 o'clock in the morning at 4:30.
Yeah, because they're working. And so they have.
That's just my specific dockets that I have court set. Okay. People can walk in and come and see me.
Okay, I just was wondering. I misunderstood, and I was... Yeah. Thinking people that work, that would be difficult.
Now, what happens, and we've actually made some stuff for that, but what happens is when they get their citation, it has an appearance date on it. That's not set by us. That's set by the officer. The officer. So that can be on a Saturday, a Sunday. They just come in and take care of it. And most of these, my clerk's doing it. Okay. A lot of the tickets.
Okay. So all of these are cases that you have not seen or they have not been there?
They have not appeared, and we need a warrant.
Period. You've not...
Correct.
Heard from them.
No.
Okay.
They're here ready for a pre-judgment warrant.
So are you falling further behind? Are you catching up? Or where are we at on that?
I'm showing you, like, so that's my pre that needs to get done. Then you have my current and the next couple. That's my pending cases. Once they get into this part, but there's this merry-go-round that I call it, that they stay in here a pretty long time because of all the things that we have to do. Okay? We send the warrant postcards. It's just an example of everything that's kind of in the office. We have to have show cause hearings by law. And all of it's good. We need to do everything that they ask us to do.
Pending is also someone that's not been around and you haven't found them?
Pending can go from they appeared, but you hadn't heard from them in 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah. So pending, you can get into a payment plan. And then you have to monitor the case for however long.
Right.
We have one guy that's on a payment plan for probably... The next seven years?
None of the pre-judgments are in the pending. The pending is already something that's...
It's already been started.
Okay.
Yes.
So your payment plans that you set up now, Is there a maximum years that you'll go?
Well, this guy has 96 cases.
What?
Yeah, he has 96. It's a Parks and Wildlife case, and so he has 96 cases.
Well, why isn't he over there?
Because by law, I can't do that.
Yeah.
We're a JP court. You can only do it if they don't do what they're asked to do, and even then, but you have to let them out with
them. Even though it's 96 cases, it's still one person.
It's one person.
But it's 96.
Yeah.
But you can set up
cases.
A payment plan.
That's 96
gross,
individual cases.
If they don't meet it, then you can take action.
So everything. Right, but his mom sends a check in on that one. His mom sends a check in every month. So it's getting paid. Okay. And that's in a whole other section. I didn't even include it in here.
That's
we had to put them aside.
The mom sending in the payment.
Okay.
It's a fishing case. He had a lot of fish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the restitution portion.
No, because
like
we
that.
Don't collect the restitution on a Parks and Wildlife case. No, they do that directly. But I don't even know if they even tried on that one.
I'm trying to figure out what kind of
96.
Yeah. So what happens is there's this part of what happens is we put them on a payment plan. We do a deferral. We ask them to get their driver's license. We ask them to show their proof of insurance for 6 months in their cases. That's kind of how I run mine. The payment plan ones are the most. You get a payment plan, you miss. I can set it for a show cause hearing. You come in or you don't come in. We have to redo your payment plan. Keep going. So it's this merry-go-round of calling them in, coming back, calling them in, they don't appear, you come back, you can do a warrant, someone sees them at the jail, they have to release them right then, let them go, they're back to see us, if they even come from the jail to our office. Because once they appear in front of a judge, that warrant has to get dismissed, okay? Because it's a habeas profon, and that means to appear in front of a judge. So once you've appeared in front of a judge, the warrant goes away. So you have nothing else over their head, which is fine. That's the way it works. But it's this cycle that continues over and over.
So is there no penalty for missing a payment? They just come in and you redo the payment plan?
Yep. We can't tell me what penalty. I can't do a penalty.
Yeah.
Now, they have a time payment fee. That's a one-time time payment fee of $25 if you go over 30 days. However, that's about to change from 25 to 15.
There's
and it's just
down
a one time.
On
huh? Well, there's been some. I think I sent that to y'all last year. There's been some cases on that, and actually, I'm surprised it didn't get knocked down to like $2.50.
Okay, let me ask you one more. This uh-huh. I'm not saying one more, but this question. Okay, the mama's paying his writing a check to you. Why can't she? If she's taking the responsibility.
Well, that's not how it works.
But hang on, let's kind of get back to it.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
I'm sorry, because... Yeah. Well, it's not it, and that's not what we're discussing here as an individual
I'm just
case.
Trying to show you where my person is going to be putting their time. Instead of me coming here and saying, I have work, I'm showing you my work.
And I see the work.
Do you think that will help you catch up?
I think it'll help me catch up, but also then... And I will tell you this.
So we're trying to push to what we're trying to accomplish at the end, not necessarily the individual case. I understand the workload piece, but I don't want us to get off in the weeds of an individual case. I just want to know the number of cases that you have, and you showed that you have pending,
uh-huh.
and that you're trying to get. And so back to the question of, like, so the 5 hours, is that going to help you get some resolution, I guess, any of these cases.
I think it will, yes.
Okay, and so how does, because like your people are all full-time currently,
mm-hmm.
so how do y'all do the overtime? And it's somebody?
Well, I haven't done overtime. I don't have overtime. I've never had overtime.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So
I've never had overtime since I've been there.
Okay. So
in my budget.
And you have a plan in place?
This is my plan. Like, I have a plan.
Yeah, okay.
So 8,600.
And the reason I'm asking it is because I know that everything that you have said here, it's probably going to fit for every JP. You know, and so I'm trying to figure out what we do here. And that's what I'm saying, yeah. So when I'm looking at what we do for you, is probably, will it work for everybody else to help saying that same? If it's an
I don't know how they run, like, we run our offices a little differently, so the procedures and, yeah.
But you know how it is when one group asks for something.
I can tell you where I got five. I mean, it's kind of like that's what I feel when we at the end of the week of like if we just had this much more time to kind of clean up here and clean up there. And what we do is we're actually open at lunch. We're open.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Where's the 5 hours?
The 5 hours they would either
leave early.
They would either. No, because then that would be you get your 40 and then the 5 hours. So if they want, and they may not want to, there may be a week where they don't want to do it.
Okay.
But if they do, Saturdays. Because I'll tell you what we have had to do in the past is because we needed to get caught up. I have have closed my office on a Friday or a Monday, and they come in on a Saturday and work because you have no phones, you have no one coming.
That's kind of where I was getting to. What's the efficiency?
That's what I was saying. It's going to be a chunk of time to be.
Exactly, exactly. It's not going to be a 30, 30, 30, 30, 30. But they're willing to come in early. They're willing to stay late, and they like to work Saturdays so they can get caught up with a quiet. No one's bothering them.
Yeah, okay. I understand
and I
that.
Yeah.
I understand that. Okay. All right. And I was just going to ask you on the, because I was just looking at your budgetary dollars that you have left over this year. Is there a reason why you wouldn't make that purchase for the safe this year out of your money you have currently, out of this year's budget?
Yeah, I mean, I could if I had it. And I might. I just need to look at it. There were some things that I had to get that I purchased that needed it to be moved.
Yeah, and I'm saying I'm just to help you get it quicker.
If y'all let me move it from other places that wouldn't. They did our budget different this year than they did the other 4 years that I was there, and they kind of combined them, and I didn't know where we could truly split some stuff.
Yeah, well, what I would do is I'd talk, because on an item that's that size, I would, especially in a need as much as you have on that safe, I would probably look, I'd probably call Penny and just ask her, say, what, because here's what we're trying to do.
If y'all are okay with that, I definitely will.
Line item transfers that are within the budget that we've already approved.
Y'all are good.
If you move it from point A to point B, the only time we get questionable and concerned is when we go into our contingency money, when we go into our reserve, and you come in here and say, I don't have it in my budget at all.
Yeah.
Can you take it out? Then it becomes a problem that we have to look at because we're spending next year's money.
Right.
But if you have it somewhere, if you allocated $500 for, I don't know, paper supplies, and you still have $500, I would move it from paper supplies to a safer. And Penny can guide you about where to take that money from so that you can get your need now. I mean,
right. Okay, I didn't know if y'all were about to shut us off, because in the past years they've said, by this day you have to use this, and now we have to move our money because it's more combined.
I don't think that we've had any discussions about shutting anybody off,
because then they,
we're pretty close to the end. I don't think that we want to have anybody, like I said, on the things that we're doing within the budget.
Okay.
You know, as long as we're staying within the items that you have within your budget, it's your budget till the end of the year. I don't, we have not had.
Well, I know that y'all can approve it and not approve it and all that.
Well, we can't, and I don't think since I've been here we haven't approved something that was a line item transfer from point A to point B. We have refused some stuff that we're asking out of contingency.
Yeah.
You know, because it's
I had to fight for a chair my first year, so I'm just kind of on that level. So if you'll let me use it, I don't have no problem using it. I have it in there that I can move around.
Yeah. I'm just saying to help you out. I mean, we don't want to do it for next year, but. If you're, she's got in here. If you have a need, and I can see the need, if something happens out there, you're going to lose all those records. I would want to get that replaced as quickly as possible.
Well, it's just money. It's a little. Yeah.
Well, it's money.
Yeah.
You know, and if you burn up, $400 worth of money, we just lost the savings.
Yeah. Once that mama pays that check, we need that money.
There you go. I'm just saying, just to kind of help and speed that up.
And as long as y'all are okay with that, I will do it. I just didn't want y'all to get it and be like, what, like.
Now put that
money.
Well, yeah, I still would have to be a deal because she has to do a line item.
Yeah, I'll still have to do it.
And you may have some that I don't know what that would fall under. A safe? Is that under office? Huh? They'll figure it out. And then that way we can get you taken care of.
So it's not just floating in there. It's like in a. Yeah.
I'm just saying, I was just kind of asking to help you get that done quicker.
Yeah.
So
as long as y'all are okay with it, I can do it that way.
Oh, that's right.
It's not a problem. That's all part of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're good at it. So now back on to the – so that was it on the 20 hours. I think we understand that. Anybody else have any issues? Okay.
And then the safe, and then there was
– I'm looking at your stuff.
There was just all the other stuff is kind of just moving it.
Yeah. The rest of the stuff is just moving money around. Registration seminars, you didn't increase there.
Yeah. I did, didn't I?
Dues membership, you increased. Yeah, you went from 150 to
$700. And that's probably overshooting on that one just a little bit.
Yeah.
But
the dues are – going up that much, or you're joining more?
It's in the
book. I don't think we've been doing. I don't. We haven't been doing it as much. Like it's kind of been an on and off when we had it.
Increase.
Do you want me to look at that? I know my handwriting.
Yeah. You currently have 100 on that one.
Oh,
2,000. And then.
Oh, the contract maintenance.
Yeah, and
where I'm at on
contract services.
Yeah, and that's more of, we don't ever move money from there. That's like our copier, our net D.
That's 2,000. You're talking about increasing from 1,000 to 2,000?
12,000? But increasing by 1,000.
It's currently 11,005, and you're well. It says here you got you're 11,000. You're wanting to go to 12,000.
Yeah, okay. And that we don't move it around. If it's not used, it's not used. Yeah. I just think there might be an increase because I think LexisNexis actually is increasing. They just haven't really let us know yet as a county, and I think that's going to double. But I don't know how y'all work with them and how if y'all they have to give you so much notice prior to that.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the deal on that just to see where we're at. Yeah, because you're pretty close. You're pretty close to hitting your 11,000 already. You're almost
exactly. And I just want a wiggle room there, not to move it for me, just to have it there if we need it, because I don't want to have to then come ask y'all for capital to pay it.
Well, isn't that tied to like the number of cases that you hear? Also, the amount of usage that you have on that.
That's
services?
The LexisNexis.
That's what I'm saying. If you go up in number of cases, you hear you're going to have more usage of the deal, so it's going to increase. So that's what I'm saying is that we probably need to look at that pretty hard. Okay. All right. That's all you had. I mean, as far as the rest of your stuff is pretty.
But do you have any other questions? Because I am prepared.
I bet you are.
Sound like you.
You ask me anything.
We don't want to disappoint you.
Yeah.
No, no. I just want to be able to answer any questions that you have, and not. I want you to know what I'm asking for and why, and not go. I don't really know. She just said she had a lot of stuff. She just wants this.
I think that everybody has valid requests for what they want.
Yeah.
Just whether or not. You know, our job, and I try to tell everybody, look, there's so much money in the pool, and we've got to decide which, there's only so much. And then if we take out here, then that leaves less we can do over there. And so
I just want to add this, too. As I've been trying to avoid having to ask for someone and asking for more time, I do a lot of clerical stuff in my office. I do death certificates in my office. I think I'm the only JP that does their death certificates. I know my program. I know my icon. I go in and I scan my documents. I put the notes on the K. I do the things that clerks do because I'm trying to help them be able to do the other things. And so I've tried. I've tried to help, and I've tried to take up some of it.
Yeah.
It's not enough.
Okay. Well, the other thing is this extra 5 hours of overtime could actually create some more revenue to the county.
Because we would get that going. That box, well, it's actually a drawer of those cases. We need those warrants out. And an Omni hold, too, because an Omni will stop someone from getting their license. And then when they want that license, then they're going to come back and say, I need to come pay this ticket because they can't get their license renewed.
Right.
But until we get that triggered in the system, we're not getting to that point. And so we have so much we were spread through, and they try to grab a few a day to do. We need some time to sit and just get them done and keep up with it.
Yeah. Okay.
That Omni fee is going to be changing as well, just to let you know. We have a lot of changes coming up in court costs. I think they're going to be increasing some of our civil court costs, but they are going to be rearranging the way it's all done. That's going to be a real big issue as well for our courts. Are they changing a lot in the county courts? Like the way they're doing their... ours is about to... It's going to be one fee, not broken down. Going to go to the comptroller. They're going to divide it. Omni's changing. It's...
Is that going to be on us?
Most of it's a little bit of both.
Said most of it.
I sent it to Christy so she can start looking at it. I'm sure the auditor's office probably is aware of it. We have to get with NetD. Our whole system's going to have to be overhauled on our NetD because it's not just adding a $5 fee that's going to increase. The whole way that court costs are going to be done is changing, and the way it's going to flow from the court to the state and back is changing as well. So.
I don't have anything else, unless you have anything else.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
This is all JP3 backlog.
That's mine. You see my name, top left?
So far, I haven't seen none of us on that page.
Yeah, I looked.
I just did the last page. I just did the last page to get the number. The other pages are 182 pages long.
Yeah, I just...
But I can check you and get back with you later.
Is that what color?
It's pink. It's in it.
Thank y'all. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good.
All right, next up, Mr. JP2.
Brought my defense counsel.
You brought your counsel?
It's not fair. We don't want to. Those of you don't know, this is the Chief Clerk Precinct 2, Ms. Melissa Bryan.
He brings gifts also. At least he's
I'm going to sit down here at the table. Is that all right?
Fine with me.
So I can spread out a little bit. I feel like Sheriff Merritt. Get down here. Oh, I'm sorry, Sheriff. I didn't realize you was in here. What we've got, I put together an outline for you, and I try not to take much of your time today. The first thing on our agenda I would like to talk about, and I want to apologize for my ignorance, because I know this was supposed to be in June 30th. Commissioner Trahan, I understand the way you think. But it's something I'd like the court to begin thinking about for future reference is the reclassification of our court coordinators. Okay? These individuals, they're currently at NE4 is where they are. They handle all our dockets, whether it be civil, criminal. They take care of all the scheduling, bench, jury trial, summons, issuing civil citations, subpoenas, and et cetera. As far as the workload, Judge Simonton talked about this quite a bit, too, is how it's changed. But I put in here the statutes that they're relieving some, the caseload from county and district courts, and they're coming our way because they're just so overwhelmed. And at the 80th legislative session, our jurisdiction increased from 5,000 to 10,000. In the 83rd legislative session, the new guidelines for JP where we handle occupational driver's license, and then the 86th legislative session, it increased for the civil jurisdiction from 10 to 20,000. And also in this session, we're going to pick up the assault family violence cases that become Class C misdemeanors. So those are going to be coming to our courts also. So as you can see over the years, the things have just compiled on the JP courts, and these court coordinators have to handle all this to make sure that we're moving along every day and doing what we need to do. I'm bragging on item D there, and I'm proud to be able to do this, but currently I'm fortunate enough to have the only master clerk in my court. And Melissa's depended on quite a bit. You can see in your packet, we've made available, her certifications and things, along with the justice clerk program and guidelines that she's went through. With the certification from Texas State University and the training, Texas Justice Training Court System, she's got over 316 hours in education. And her knowledge is unbelievable, whether it be civil law or criminal law, and she utilizes her certification not with JP2, but also through some other JP courts as they need, advice or information. And they're definitely an important part to all our courts, our chief clerks are. And, I would hope the court would consider this move. We put in there also in your packet on the payment matrix, which I know you're all very familiar with, but I just want to make it readily available of where the change would be in the money, from an NE4 to an NE5, okay, for that personnel. And like I said, I apologize. That's my fault and ignorance, because I knew this was supposed to be in June, but I just wanted to take this opportunity to speak to the court about it. Okay? Mm-hmm. Any questions about that? No. Come on, Trey.
Well, I'm just saying, on your copier, is that anywhere near your birthday? Because
yes, sir, this is my 50th birthday year.
We don't do copiers unless it's birthday.
And Miss Laura said, oh, you're in, Judge, because it was my 50th.
Well, since you asked, is there a reason you didn't get this in on time?
The ignorance. Yes, sir. Pure ignorance. I'm just being honest, Judge. No, here
we go. We can ask.
I give him a mark for honesty.
I'm a big man. I can take it. I
you can take
shoulder.
It. You can take
I'm just saying
it. You didn't blame it on the dog. That's a good step.
It's ignorance on my part and the new kid on the block, too. So anyway. And I'm not going to talk about the extra time help. I think Judge Simonton covered it very well. If it's okay, I think you understand our plea there and how bad we need that on the case backlog. Go ahead, okay. Ms. Bryan.
I know Judge Simonton had mentioned that she was only asking for 20 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I not only have a computer at home for the county, but I have a copy of my overtime from just this year alone is 170 hours. And that's I'm not getting compensated for. But I am keeping track of all my time.
We do keep track of it.
We do keep track of it. And that's 100, that's just on me. I have one more clerk in the office that has just as many hours.
Right.
But we have to do this to keep our heads above water. That's how drowned we are right now.
Okay,
we are overwhelmed.
Do your file cabinets look like hers?
Pardon?
Do your file cabinets look
yes.
like,
yes.
like that?
So she works overtime. We need to compensate her. We'll work that through the budget somehow.
Right. And that's what I say with Judge Simonton and her.
I do what I got to do just to try to
yeah,
keep up.
You know
and
I
we
mean,
are far behind.
True good county employee. You know what I mean?
Well, in your and also your contract services are right tapped at they're at their base level also. They're not you don't have any room in there.
Right. Yes, sir.
I don't
but
have
we did add an additional on contracted services. I believe we added 500 to that line item, Judge?
Yes, sir. I see it.
Okay. And but that was for another reason. And I'll explain that here. And also you know, just for revenue, what our office has taken in to date. From October to the end of July was $470,515.
That's almost double increase.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Almost a double. So, and that comes with the caseloads that JP courts are facing. You know, you can see the flying. And,
well, that's because they get past that wall of death and they take off.
That's very true. I also added in dues and memberships. This was taken out before my time for some reason. Like I said, I can't answer why. That was $250 that we've tried to add back in to pay our for our dues and memberships. Like I said, this allowed us membership, you know, into the JPCA. As far as the copier, our next item, Judge Gauthier was crowding me a little bit there. But anyway, our last copier was bought in 2012, okay? And I've got the letter here from Judge Dunn to Judge Thibodeau to where they did all that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's becoming an everyday problem. You know, there's something going on, and I'm not a copier and engineer, but, you know, there's always something going on with that. We've just had continued problems. If you can see, you have that information in your packet right here. We went with the more economical version of what the purchasing office did get us two bids on that. We went with the one that was $49.32 in cost. It's just 40, it does 45 pages a minute and has the basic functions that we need in our JP court. Okay? And the money, Judge Gauthier was talking about contracted services and how we were tapped out there. We added that for the additional service, for the year-long service fee, which is $396 to that point.
Yeah.
Okay. Our next item is right now. I just want to tell y'all I've got some requests for some audio and video in our courtroom that I'll be coming back with y'all out. I just want you to know we're trying to utilize the county money as diligently as we can with that. What it is the TV along with our witness mic and our speakers up top. All that is no good. We had a gentleman come out, or two gentlemen come out. We've got bids on that, and I'm working with the auditor's office, and I'll probably be on your next agenda for that. But I just wanted to make you aware of what was going on there. Any question about anything I've covered so far?
No, sir.
Trying to keep it. I thank Judge Simonton for covering so good about the extra help. You did really good, Judge. Thank you.
You got off the
question. Yeah, she did. She answered all y'all questions. No sense taking your time up with that. Finally, a couple of needs that we have. We'd like to have a parking lot striped.
That should be free from the county because we've got a new striper.
Okay.
Don't y'all agree?
That's right. We got a brand new striping machine.
Okay, so I can put in a work order?
If you want to see it working,
sir.
It's going to be at the Expo building Saturday morning. Striping.
You know, because people come in, with the ladies go to lunch, I get tickled. The ladies go to lunch, and somebody's going to park in the back in their parking spot. Got clerk sign right there. Mm-hmm. And every time, so you know, and it would help.
Call the record, that'll take care of itself pretty quick.
Right, Well, they may be paying the county money, so we don't.
That's right.
No, your mama's writing the check.
Yeah, and then lastly, getting our building pressure washed. But I talked to Commissioner Beecham about that. We're working on that. So,
and that worked through maintenance also.
Yes, sir. You bet.
I need to come pay you a visit and see what you got there.
Come see.
I thought you were going to say come pay.
I do have one question on extra help need file that. Scan. Is this something that records management can't do?
You've been here longer than me, Judge. I'm gonna pass that to Judge Simonson.
We're looking for a remedy.
Okay, well, go ahead, Judge.
I don't really know what was the question?
Why can't records management scan in our case?
Oh, I think what happened, ever since I've been there, we've been scanning in our own cases. And I think maybe they kind of got behind. That's one of the things, is that correct?
That we did get behind, but records management had some changes in their staff, and they contacted us and said they could no longer scan our files in for us. Now, they were microfilming our civil cases until their microfilm equipment broke.
But we just bought a new one.
And they just bought a new one, but they said that they don't have the manpower to scan in our civil cases either. So now we have boxes.
I think we'll address that through
Yeah.
recommendation.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a possible solution that we're working with them on to be able to maybe help some of the scanning.
We've actually done a little work on that here recently, trying to get some numbers together.
We hadn't got anything final yet, but we're close.
But I think hopefully next year we'll have a remedy for that. Help y'all get.
I don't need it. I'm fixing to go paperless, so my stuff's getting scanned. I'm going paperless, and I've started on my evictions going paperless. So
that's like tech and not
I'm
savvy.
I'm scanning it, and we're treading it, and we're going to eventually move to
e-filing. I'm with you.
Let me tell you.
Yeah. Judge, if we get to a point, I guess you could bring like the previous month's records to get them an orderly fashion of getting them the records to get them scanned. I think we'll have a solution for that. But once we get to there, we just need to work and stay on top of. So I guess monthly probably just fine.
Okay,
we'll talk about that once we have that discussion. Then we'll get back with
you. Yes, sir. That'd be great. I appreciate that. Any other questions?
I'm good.
You
good?
I appreciate y'all's time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And hey, I want to give you an open invitation. Come by Precinct 2, JP office anytime you'd like.
Oh, voluntarily.
I thought we were going to get like a get out of jail free card.
No, so that's good. No.
I have a donut.
Good. Donuts.
You don't need to send me the pink card.
No, as long as you don't get the pink card, we're all right.
Okay. Don't feel bad. I couldn't get no one out of the sheriff either.
She's asking for
he's too close to retirement.
A weekly deal. And I don't feel like that's not a bad idea. Because I'm going to wait and see what the other JPs, what they're all doing before we see where the middle is.
Right.
Okay. Do we need I was asking, does anybody need 5 minutes or are we good?
Let's take 5 minutes.
I want
to run it. Okay, take 5 minutes, and then that way anybody can go to the.
I left it.
Just one piece of paper. I don't even know how to do this. Then.
I'm assuming she gave.
All right, we're back. We're back.
The first thing on my request is for another part-time person to work in the field along with the other. Three full-time persons and two part-time people. But first, I'd like to make a note. I met with Penny yesterday, and when you look at the parks budget in the extra help salaries, there was a fairly large number there, which according to Penny in her email, it says that it's in your favor and our favor too. There's a change that was inadvertently not changed on the parks budget. It's at $74,040. It should have been $37,300. And so there's a big difference there. So, and she, again, she looked at it, didn't realize that change hadn't been made last year.
Okay, where was that? I'm sorry.
On.
I mean, I see the $74,040, this letter that you hand us out. It says $74,040 to $60,320.
This is what her email says. Okay,
let's
see. About the change that should have been in that spot.
74.
Okay, so she figured this at four full-time part part-time people at the amount of money that we budgeted for last year. I see what she did. Okay.
So what I'd like to have, of course, none of us have enough staff, but if I could get another part-time person that it looks like it could come from that line, and plus there'd be a savings in that budget after I got a part-time person. We do need a part-time person because, again, we have one part-time person just works the weekend shift. And the weekend shift is 5 hours on Friday, 12 hours on Saturday, and 12 hours on Sunday. And it happens all the time that we lose that part-time weekend person. So that leaves our staff short a person, and we have to cover that. So my thinking is if we had a part-time person, we could work them during the week, and we can rotate every other week for that weekend person. Hopefully we'll be able to keep that person on the staff a lot longer.
If somebody gets a little weekend off every now and then, they might
they gotta go to church sometime.
Is this year-round? Because aren't there times at the park of the year that it's busier than other times?
Generally, the spring is the busiest. Mm-hmm. Fall's busy. Mm-hmm. This hot part of the summer, it slacks up.
And then winter.
But again, these rangers' duties are they're keeping the grass mowed, they're weed eating, they're maintaining the pavilions, they're taking care of the equipment. It's not just that they have a lot to do. They take care of Raymond Gould Center. They take care of Bluebird Fish Camp. They take care of Claiborne Park. And they also take care of the trash areas along Beatty Road. So they have a lot of duties. So as with any department, a little extra help will get the job done. But it'll also help me with keeping someone there on the weekends. Because when there's no one on the weekends, then we have to make the shuffle. And that is my second line there, which is overtime funds.
Right.
There's currently only $300 in that budget for overtime. And whenever we don't have that weekend person or have enough part-time persons, then we have to fill in. And it gets difficult to cover the weekends. So, and as you'll see on that second sheet, I kind of gave an example of what I'm asking for is 87 hours for the whole year if I should need it. And it shows you the wages that it would be for the park ranger or the superintendent. So that's where I came up with the $2,000 to add to the overtime line. Or any amount above $300 would help.
So this is two more part-time.
No, ma'am. Just one part-time person.
Just
one part-time and some additional funds in the overtime line.
Oh, additional overtime. And how much is that per hour?
So you have two part-timers right now.
I have three part-timers.
Three.
I have one office staff. She's part-time. Mm-hmm. Then I have one weekend part-time. Then I have one part-time that works during the work week, Monday through Friday.
All right, so I'm kind of going, because I want to back this back out then, so I just make sure that we're covering the same thing. So last year we had, and in the previous years, we had allocated a total budget of $74,000 for part-time
help.
That was miscalculated to Penny's letter that we should have only... that we only needed $37,000, even though we still budgeted the $74,000. What I'm trying to say is that the money is there for the extra person, if the court so chose to do that. That person is already allocated in it anyway, unless we reduced it.
Right.
Okay.
And when you do reduce it, you'll still have a savings there.
That's right. Yeah, you still save $12,000.
I'm going to tell you where to put it.
So from being out here,
you got some ideas?
The girl that works in the office, mm-hmm. part-time.
Correct.
Would she want to work one of those weekends?
She really wants to be full-time.
That's what I'm thinking. But we don't want a full-time because...
Maybe next year I see I can buy those two part-time, but I know we're not there.
So we're better off keeping...
We're better off with someone else during the week and to be able to fluctuate that weekend.
She needs another body more than she needs.
Right. I do.
Yes.
Okay.
Because you can flex her the way you need her to anyway.
Truly.
Mm-hmm. To the weekend, you can do things.
Right. Well, again, the weekend person still has to, you know, do the trash detail. And not all of us can lift a 55-gallon drum of trash over our head. So.
I can't.
Sure I can.
Okay.
Okay.
Show me they use equipment to lift that drum, huh?
Well, it's a trash bag, so they have to watch it. Okay. Make sure it doesn't get too heavy. When they put the crawfish tails in there, that's when it gets stuck.
Let's put that up.
Again, the third thing on my list is a capital outlay, and we would like, and we've asked a couple of years for a new truck with crew cab, as you can see there. Again, it's a wish list. We do have, there's two trucks currently. One of them truck was surplused into us after Harvey from a JP's office. We keep putting a Band-Aid on it, as all the other trucks. So again, a new truck, a crew cab that could pull a trailer and all the crew to one location would be a big help.
Okay, and this is one, I mean, if we were to do one of those, these are one of these we could probably try to find something locally.
Again, I've given you, I've got a quote there as well to
yeah.
pay for purchasing.
Yeah.
That's a
five-board.
Yeah, she doesn't have radios and lights and sirens and stickers.
Should get a platinum?
Yeah.
I can get a platinum?
Platinum.
The other thing, number four, of course, capital outlay, contingency, pie in the sky. Again, we've already, as you know, we've closed the bathrooms at the park.
Yes.
And we're impatiently waiting for our FEMA funds to find out how much we're going to get so we can move forward repairing them. I would like for us to see us, you know, get started on those plans, you know, where we're going to put these new bathrooms, what they're going to look like, what they're going to be, so that whenever the FEMA money comes down the pike, you know, we're ready to go. But we just, I mean, the public's had portable potties out there for over a year, so
and we're
I know they would like to see bathrooms. I don't have a number there, so.
Yeah, okay.
Number five is we had our open house for the park recently, and one of the things that came out of that is they'd like to see the east part of the trail system opened back up. We'd like to, you know, again, consider... I know there's some repairs that need to be made to that bridge that crosses over Calmo. Mm-hmm. We may have a partner to help us
get that
bridge opened. I think there could be some wood that needs to be repaired. You know, maybe it's a simple fix to get back over there. We're hoping it is.
Did we ever get an assessment on that bridge?
We are waiting on to get the debris clear from around the pilings so that they
wouldn't
can
SRA
come in.
Kind of in there?
Yes. They wanted us to clear it out around there, but again, we've had such high water and all, we haven't got it clear around so they can come and assess that, but we need to move forward on that so we can get that. So, you know, getting the bridge repaired is the big expense with this. I believe we have a lot of volunteers that want to come out and help us, you know, create these trails again with the assistance of our grant that we've gotten from the National Park Service, and she's willing to help us, you know, recreate our trails and help us get a volunteer organization to help us, you know, blaze those trails again. Number six, I may be able to take care of this in this budget, but we do need to have Bluebird Fish Camp surveyed to show where the county boundaries are, and so we may have some funds left in our
And weren't we going to...
And do you need a survey group? I can text you somebody.
Correct.
Yes.
And weren't, down at Bluebird, one of the things that they recommended, and I think we were all in favor of, but I don't know if we have the money, are we looking at still doing some of the, you know, those little fishing that they could fish off of, little wooden docks?
That'll have to be through the grant process.
Okay, through the grant.
Regular budget.
Okay.
Lastly on this list is that we need to have some signage for the Raymond Gould Park. There is no signs out there. There's no signs at Bluebird that indicates that that's a county park.
It sure is.
So we'd like to kind of carry through with the theme of the sign that's at Claiborne West and put some signs at those two parks.
Yeah. Well, and I was just looking kind of at current budget talk kind of towards the signs for possibly doing this year, because we have some money, or you have some money left over, it looks like, that you're going to have left over. in a couple of your departments, if we needed to move if we needed to do a transfer to there to get that done. I know that because it was, what, $4,000?
For the two parks, yes.
For the two signs. And then, you know, you've got some places in there that we could make that move on if we just did some line item transfers within stuff you have currently in your budget this year.
I'm just kind of holding out to make sure we don't have any more repairs to one of the vehicles and the tractor. we've had to repair on that, and there may be another issue. So we're kind of, I'm kind of holding out, but yes.
Well, I understand.
I have spoken that we need to do something with that extra funds to make it look like we're, you know, moving forward.
Oh, I know. I didn't, no problem with that. That's because I'm just trying to make sure that we're efficiently going through what we have now.
So if we determine you have the money in your budget, you can pull the trigger on this buy pretty quick.
On the sign.
Sure. Yes. Yeah.
I did want to just take this opportunity, Sabrina, to tell you my little involvement with the water leak that they had.
Uh-huh.
And I think her name was Lauren.
Lauren, uh-huh. Yes. Lauren.
I was really impressed with her.
Me too. She gets it.
Yes, we
she
does.
Gets it.
And she gets after it.
She does.
So I just wanted to.
I will pass that on to her, definitely.
Yes, Robert. Hmm?
We got the water leak fixed.
We did about overnight.
Yes.
Look at it.
You have questions?
This is a newer sheet.
I'm good.
I still have a
she
flag.
Handed those. She didn't hand you one.
You do?
Okay.
It came from Gold Park when we were having Veterans Day.
Right.
It was dangling one of the clips on the flagpole.
Right, right.
So we took it down because we didn't want
to. We need to get to a veterans organization in Milford.
Right. Yeah, it's folded up in my back seat.
All right. You know where
I am?
I know.
We got the flag replaced, Robert?
Huh?
You got the flag replaced?
I do, I think so. Okay. There's a flag at Veterans Park. This one was at Gold Park. I really don't know if we have a need for two.
All right. MIS is next.
Come on now.
Computer lady.
That's where we're getting into the money.
It's not, she's not. She's usually not too painful.
Okay. Not too painful this year. Please.
She says relatively.
Yeah. Relatively.
Relatively speaking, I'm not asking for much. I think overall my budget went down from last year.
I like it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, but however.
Yes, however.
A reminder of that, Lauren.
Yeah, they start with the however.
Well, before I forget, I'm going to go ahead and mention about, I'll probably be asking for a fodder for, it's going to be an emergency management, but Joel and I talked about this morning because he was going to get it, and then he realized that the one we have is actually in our budget, and so, which neither one of us realized. So instead of putting it into the budget, adding it into the budget, I think I can find the money that I'm going to bring it before court and try to get one during, you know, in the next few weeks, because if we have an event or a disaster, we're going to need something
again
to print on. It's a plotter. It prints like the big map, large maps,
right,
things like that. We used it quite a bit during Harvey, the one that they have. But the one they have is, you can't get parts for it. So that's
we did some mapping with it. It was pretty handy.
I just wanted to call your attention to that.
Regional planning did that.
I'm not sure where you want me to start. I guess I'll start with, one line item that went up was our contract maintenance. That's mainly just because, I mean, everything's gone up. Our Tyler technology maintenance has gone up. We're on Google now, which is more expensive than what we were paying for our email. I definitely think it's worth it. Those are the big things. And then our WatchGuard firebox maintenance has gone up. So everything in that maintenance stuff is things that we need and have to support. So that's why that went up. As far as things that we're requesting, we did have a request. For those of you that don't know, all the departments bring their computer requests to us, and then we put it in our budget as computer hardware.
So you're getting everybody's.
So we not only have what we need, but we have what the county departments need, unless they can pay for it with their own budget. So as far as PCs, we had 41 PCs that were requested, and then we always buy extra parts for when computers break down so we can fix them. That all comes out of computer supplies, which I didn't break down because it's just a lot of.
But your increase, you're going from last year's budget of 170, and you're asking for 230. Is that,
yes.
Did I see that right? So you're asking for 230,000.
And we increased our parts, and toner comes out of that line item. So there's our printers, there's a lot of stuff comes out of that line item. So yeah, we just increased that.
And the thing that, the one thing that may kind of help speed this up, I guess, but the contract services maintenance was from 200, almost a round up, 80,000 to 432,000. And so we're seeing that much of an increase in our contract services.
But I look at your activity, and it's well below that. So.
Well, and I mean, I will say some of it, in years past, I didn't have listed in here. Mm-hmm. So that's why the numbers weren't the same. So I have gone through all the expense reports that we've been given, and I made sure that everything that we pay out is
this is what we
budgeted.
This is what she spent. This is what she's asking.
Now, some of the stuff is like on a 3-year thing, but mm-hmm, I have it in there every year because just to hold it in place so that we know we have to pay it.
So you're saying you combine some line items to make them come up with that number?
Well, no, I'm just saying that I had left some stuff out in the past. And that's why the number is so different. Plus, we have the increase of the ones that I mentioned before.
Because, I mean, overall, you're only increasing by $137,000 total is your increase for everything. And that's what I'm saying. If it wasn't for that large portion right there, and if it's necessary, it's necessary for the contract services, then, you know,
and that, I mean, the contract services is the one thing that's necessary.
It's necessary, yeah.
And it went up.
And we know, and is that a pretty solid number on that?
And that's not to say that we will spend all of that, because our IBM hardware maintenance may not be $25,000, it might be $17,000 or something. Okay. You know, but we still do have stuff on the hardware maintenance.
Yeah.
That we pay for. It just varies from year to year.
And typically, just so because we always love that other. Because you've got $65,000 in other, you've only spent $15,000. What does other typically cover for you?
Other includes our software and programming is the main thing.
Okay.
That is in there. That includes our licensing for Windows and our Office. That's the main thing that we use that for.
So I see you have a software and programming line up here. We didn't budget anything in, so we just rolled it all into other.
In the past, we've had a software and programming line item, but it got moved to other.
Okay.
Yeah, last year.
I'm not sure
that's
the right place to put it. Okay, I get it. Hmm. Seemed like that's a good line item to keep for me.
As far as capital outlay, right now I have Dell servers. I have 3 for MIS and 2 for SO Spillman. We had a call with Spillman yesterday, Captain Marlowe and Daniel and I, to discuss the servers for Spillman, and we're just going to use one server. However, the price is not going to be, it's probably going to be more than what I have down for the 2 servers, because the quote was from Spillman and the Solutions 2 that they go through. And this is not a hard, I apologize, I just got this today, so I didn't make copies. The quote is for a server, and then they're going to virtualize. Right now they have 2 servers. They have a app server and a GIS server. They're going to combine those, and they're going to virtualize that with one server. So they quoted us a server, and then they quoted us to migrate from the current server to this new virtualized server.
So we're talking about a cloud?
Well, it's going to be a physical server, but one, there's going to be two servers on the one server, basically. But there is going to be a physical server in our office for that. So the price that they quoted was $45,985 for the one server and the migration services to move all the data and all that over and set up the virtualization and all that stuff. So that will increase, it should just make the, instead of Dell servers being five, we should probably just make that three and then put the Spillman thing as a separate line item. And the $45,000, I would say, would be the highest it's going to be. We requested a Dell server. They couldn't get the Dell quote in time, so this is a HP quote. So I'm not sure how the prices compare between HP and Dell. We usually get pretty good prices from Dell. That's what servers we use on everything else that we use. So I'm hoping that the price will come down with Dell. But that it'll still be the $8,700 for the migration from the old server to the new server. As far as the three servers for us, that is just because they're going out of service. They usually last about 5 years. That's how many we have that we can't renew our service contract on. We like to keep those up to date because if something goes down with the server, you're pretty much out of pocket. The other big thing that I have is I adopted court software for the district clerk. We have gone round and round with the current software that they use that's called GEMS. It's from a company called CSDC. They're just not good people. I'm just going to say that.
That was
high. They have consistently led us down a path that then they retracted on, and we thought we were going to be able to upgrade their current software to a newer one, and that has not happened and doesn't look like it's going to happen. So basically they don't have any more support for what they do have, and so she is looking at getting this iDocket software. They do have a payment plan. They don't charge interest on it. So you can buy it outright, you can pay 3 years, or you can pay 5 years. I put the 3 year in my budget. I don't have a problem putting the 5 year. I was just trying to get paid as quickly as we could, even though we didn't have to. But I believe y'all have that. Y'all should have that quote in there that shows the different payouts.
Yeah, I see that.
It's kind of backtracking. I just had a question about when you get a request for a new computer. I think you said 41. Is it? I mean, is there an approval process? Is it just they ask if they get it, or how do they do that?
Typically, we look at what they have, and if it, and I will say most of the time it's needed. We're in the process of trying to go from Windows 7 to 10. So anybody that is requesting it, that, you know.
And there's compatibility issues with a lot of things with 7.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what most of it is. It's just like the Sheriff's Department, they requested, I think, 20 this year. And then just one here and there, and the DA's office requested 10. But they're usually older PCs that need to be replaced. And if they don't, then we'll upgrade them to some, you know, we may not replace the whole thing, but we'll update them. And
a little round animal, I'll go.
I was just, when you said that, that number was so, 41 was kind of high.
That's about, I mean, we usually get a request for 40 to 50 every year. And by the time you cycle through a department, you know, and they wait 2 and 3 years, it's about time to get another one for them. So. The other, only other thing I have, I guess, on as far as capital outlay would be some laptops. There's three for emergency, four. Four for emergency management, I think, and one for county court at law. Two.
Over here, I know nothing. Jason hates to hear my voice. But, it seems like a gap in, like, desktop scanners. You can pay $800 for them, up to $4,500. Is that correct?
Well, it depends on what kind of scanner you get.
Now,
these little bread box scanners are typically around $800 to $1,000. But you can get ones that will do flatbed scanning, and they're larger. Those are your more expensive ones. We bought one for district clerk this year.
Okay.
Those are like maybe $5,000. You know, they go up in price depending on what you're going to do with it. Yeah.
So not all of them.
The majority of what we have in the county is the bread box scanner.
Okay.
Those are the ones that we keep spares of in case they go out. Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't have anything else.
I don't have anything.
Let's just pass on.
Nothing?
Okay. That's good.
Thank you.
All right. Last for the day.
So I won't take long.
Save the best for last.
That's right.
Oh, that's sweet. What I'm coming to ask for is our part-time worker that we have as a 4-H program assistant, Ms. Franny Woods, if we could bring her to be a full-time employee, which is an NE1, just to give a little bit of a background. Usually our office consists of three different agents, me being the family community health agent. And we usually have a 4-H agent, and we have an ag and natural resource agent. Well, since Hurricane Harvey, the week before, we lost our 4-H agent and our ag agent. We gained the ag agent back, but then he left. And so we've been without anybody, especially in our 4-H department. Because we have five different clubs that's a part of that, where they manage the youth and the managers of those clubs. And so, that being said, I kind of had to take on those positions. And what happened is A&M said that we didn't have the numbers, enough kids to add on their part. I don't know why they just...
What's their number?
I don't know. For Orange County, I'm not sure exactly what's what. But they said that they didn't want to... they didn't see the need for the 4-H agent at that particular time.
Well, your
time.
Camps were full.
But, yes. And so there is a big need for a 4-H agent because mm-hmm. of the management of things. And we want to be more into the schools. And because we do an egg the chick program, we do bullying. They have a horse club. They have I can't think of Dusty Trails. They have the Mighty Pirates. There's also Clay Busters, and I feel like I'm missing one. It's a horse club. Mm-hmm. And it's just a variety of different things mm-hmm. that somebody needs to be full-time in place to be able to keep these afloat.
But if we had a 4-H agent, like you're talking, A&M pays for that?
They pay for a portion.
A portion. But the portion that the county actually pays, so in the extra help with the part-time person, we have $15,080 budgeted. We're asking for $9,297.76 to bring them up to any one position. But in actuality, you it's also save $9,871.40 instead of paying for a actual agent but on the county side.
Well, my question was going to be, if we do this,
I think I know where you're going.
Are we going to get doubled back in?
Yeah. In other words, I'm with you. I think we need to, you know, I think it's a good idea to change that part-time to a full-time because we need somebody there to do that. But to Commissioner Trahan's question is in 2 months, A&M decide, hey, we do need a 4-H agent down there, and now you got to pay your half again. And now we've already spent that money by changing your part-time to the full-time.
No, I don't think they will come back and do any of those things.
Because
county seemed to, and looking at mostly everything, county paid more for the salaries mm-hmm. than...
So what's a full-time going to be?
A full-time anyone?
Anyone is $24,377.60.
But she's eliminating...
benefit, it's $40,779.
Yeah, but she's...
Wait, what, Laurie?
Benefit is $40,779.
Okay, but we're eliminating the part-time pay, which was...
$18,629.
So, minus the 18. So, at least 22. And we're eliminating the portion that we were paying for the 4-H agent. Which was, how much was our portion on that? Do you remember, Lori? It was half.
I don't think it's half.
It's not quite half?
It's not half. Because benefits and everything are on an agent is with A&M.
Yeah. Okay. We were just the half the salary portion.
Let me ask a question.
If
those Aggies come back and want us to take that agent back.
I should have known we were going there.
Are we required?
I don't think we're required. Yeah, I think we.
This is not LSU.
They'd have to.
They wouldn't.
If they take them back and say they're not going to do it, then they surprise us halfway through the year. I mean, that's not.
These aren't Longhorns we're dealing with.
Yeah, theirs is a budgetary item also. Right. And apparently they've pulled out. I'm good with that because as long as we have say-so, if they decide to come back and say, hey, we have that available to you, and we say, well, we've already spent it somewhere else and we did something different because y'all weren't here,
then
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's the point. I don't want to have to come back and dip in.
Also, the 15080 extra help goes into that full-time person.
Well, that extra help may come in play for camps and cooking schools.
Yes, when they do
that. She's got down here moved to full-time ad cost.
Yeah, and that's it.
$97. So you're talking about taking that extra help salary and putting it into the full-time salary?
Yes. What I thought that you would do. Yes, sir.
So that's another $15,080.
Well, it was 20.
No.
Yeah, you're.
No, I'm not trying
to.
$40,770.
You know what?
I guess what I'm saying, or what I'm thinking in my head, and I could be wrong. The $15,080, we're just asking for the $9,297.76 increase.
Exactly.
But not the benefit for it.
$40,000.
Yeah, because yours has the benefit.
About 25.7.
Right, yes. But the $15,000 is still going to be part of that salary we're talking about here, right?
I don't know that call.
It's on the sheet here. It's 15.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to where you're at.
Extra help.
Here.
All right.
Okay, yeah, because on the 1508. Oh, here, so I'm just trying to add and make sure that we're on the same. It is. Yeah, because that's going to take, so you've got an extra help salaries. You don't have a separate, I mean, you have a separate line item, but that's where that person, your part-time person was there.
Right.
So we're moving that to the full-time. So, yes, that's going to eliminate that 15-8.
Okay.
Yeah.
So and it's going to move it to
that's going to change
the new 40,000. 700. What the number we don't know is the amount we were paying towards A&M's portion, our portion of that amount. And then we'd know how much it really was going to cost us in additional, if any. Because there's a because we were paying a portion of it, I just don't know the amount.
If you extrapolate that out on what the regular salaries we paid here today, looks like it's going to come up to about 120 of the budgeted 146.
Yes. But like I said, she'll be able to, because Christy would know that, wouldn't she?
I'm trying.
Okay.
I'm trying.
Yeah, all right. But either way, I mean, like I said, if it is an increase, it's going to be a slight increase to budget because everything else is a wash.
And the good thing is we can deal with all their stuff locally.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, which was an issue
yes.
with our last individual. We'll leave it there.
Vehicle repairs ought to go down, though, right?
Except for the last... The annual salary for that person was 31,880.
So we're saving money because we were paying 31,000 of that.
Mm-hmm. So that's why we
feed. So the 15 plus the 31 is what we're saving.
So we'll be gaining.
So we're actually gaining money with we're gaining. You did good. You went down in budgetary dollars. Yeah, so that would be a plus.
That would be a first.
And yeah, even though they become a county, they still do stuff with A&M. We still travel. They still get training from A&M, and they still travel.
It's just free. I mean, they have that service for counties.
Yes.
Well,
now that I'm saying that anyone with benefit wouldn't be the benefit. She's right.
I'm sorry.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
So that anyone would be our benefit.
Yes.
But the ag agent with benefit would be A&M's benefit.
Yeah, they paid the benefit on their side.
Y'all understand that.
Yeah.
Right. They're not paying.
But there's not benefit on that 31 that I just paid. Well,
that's no, that's right, because they paid it on their side. Ours was pure salary. We like the public math piece, really. Either way, it's a cost savings to us to add you a full time person that's hours locally from a part time.
Yes,
thank you.
Franny is very knowledgeable, especially where I think people are speaking a foreign language when they start talking about animals. I don't know what's going on. I'm like a deer in the headlights. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
We're through.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, we need
that
more.
Yeah. Ergolife's okay. All right. Is there anything else in today's budget?
Twice. Not. You do yours twice, and it was painless.
Oh, good.
3:32 meeting adjourned. Do I have a motion?